You're listening to RadioRegent.com, and we are here at the Regent Park Media Arts Center. You're listening to RadioRegent.com, and we are here at Regent Park Focus Media Arts Center. And I am going to be talking to some of the members of the Boys to Men after school group here about their ideas of masculinity and what it means to be a man. It's something they've been dealing with in their after school workshops, and we wanted to take some time and talk about it on the radio. So I'm going to introduce my first two guests who are going to from the Boys to Men Club. Why don't you introduce yourselves, guys? Tell me who you are and how old you are.
My name is Nanyal, and I'm 11 years old.
My name is Noor, and I'm 11 years old.
And you guys both live in Regent Park?
Yes.
Now, we were discussing this a few weeks back, and just talking to try and get a sense from you guys about what you guys feel represents masculinity to you. And who embodies that? Who you see as your idea of you know, a real man is. Can you guys tell me a little bit about that and what you think masculinity means nowadays?
Yes. Like, you can't be like a big man. You have to, you don't need to like show off that you're strong and things. Yeah. And you have to respect others.
You have to help others and not be like, do you know when a girl opened the door for you, you don't have to push her or something. You just have to go, and you don't have to be like, you don't have to be like show off everything.
And that brings up something interesting, and you mentioned, opening a door for a woman, and I'm wondering how the treatment of women plays in your idea of what it's like to be a man.
Okay, women and like boys are like the same thing. There's nothing different.
And so you think they should be treated the same?
Yeah, they should be treated the same.
And is that something a real man would do?
Yes.
Not all the time.
Nah, I mean,
some of them like are different. Like the things they're better than the women's and things. Like they show off that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, that brings us to as I said, we were talking about this in the last few weeks and talking about some of the people that you guys see as, you know, people that embody masculinity. And one of the names that came up was Malcolm X. You guys are familiar with Malcolm X,
yeah,
the civil rights leader from the 1960s?
Yes.
I found a clip of him on YouTube, and I wanted to play it for you guys and get your reaction to it.
The most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And as Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to respect our women and to protect our women. And the only time a Muslim really gets real violent is when someone goes to molest his woman. We will kill you for our woman. I'm making it plain, yes. We will kill you for our woman. We believe that if the white man will do whatever is necessary to see that his woman gets respect and protection, then you and I will never be recognized as men until we stand up like men and place the same penalty over the head of anyone who puts his filthy hands out to put in the direction of our women.
So what did you guys think of that speech there?
Good.
And do you see, parallels in your life? Do you see how it applies to you guys as you're sort of growing into manhood?
Yes.
How so? Do you think it's important to protect women? Is that
yes,
part of being a man?
Yes.
Or can women now, I mean, this is an old speech. Can women now protect themselves? A lot of things have changed since Malcolm X gave that speech.
Yes. They could do it. They doesn't need, like, man to do work for them. They could do it themselves. Like, now they know it's better.
So do you think what being a man means is changing over time?
Yeah.
How so, do you think? Is it less about being a tough guy?
No, like, it doesn't matter if you're strong or things.
What does matter then?
Like, you have to help others and don't, like, show off too much. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to bring in the next group of guys. But before I let you guys go, I want you to give me a song to play that when you hear it, makes you think about, you know, what being a man is and how it represents that to you.
Okay, Kanan.
Kanan. What song by Kanan?
When I get older.
And how does that represent masculinity to you?
Like if like lots of people are poor in things, like, yeah, like that, and you have to help them.
And helping them is what's is part of being a man, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys. We're gonna hear Kanan When I Get Older, and we'll be back with the next group of boys to men. Thanks, guys. Okay.
Stronger, they'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. When I get older, I will be stronger, they'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh, born to a throne, stronger than Rome, a violent prone, poor people's own, but it's my home. I got grown, streets we would roam. Out of the darkness, I came the farthest. Among the hardest survivors. Learn from these streets, it can be bleak. Accept no defeat, surrender, retreat. So we struggling, fighting to eat. And we wondering, when we'll be free. So we patiently wait, for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say. When I get older, we'll be stronger, they'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh. So many wars, settling scores, bringing us promises, leaving us poor. I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer, that's what they say. But look how they treat us, make us believers, we fight their battles. Tried to control us, they couldn't hold us. Cause we just move forward like buffalo soldiers. But we struggling, fighting to eat. And we wondering, when we'll be free. So we patiently wait, for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back.
So we're here at the Radio Regent Studios at the Regent Park Focus Media Arts Center, and I have my next two members of the Boys to Men Club here to talk to us about their ideas of masculinity for this little radio panel we're doing. Can you guys introduce yourself? Tell me who you are and how old you are.
My name is Saeed, and I'm 13.
And I am Abdul Hamid, and I'm 12.
And so, as I was saying earlier, we've been talking about masculinity and what it means to be a man, and how you guys see that from your perspective as young men. So what does masculinity mean to you guys?
It means like I could actually like boss people around and feels that I'm mature.
So you think that masculinity means bossing people around?
Not in a bad way. Like taking care of kids.
Taking care of kids. Okay. All right. And how about you?
I think he's right. You're not supposed to bully people and all that stuff. And yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's interesting because, you know, a lot of people traditionally... go ahead.
You could be a man, but not like big and beat up everyone. And
so,
yeah.
What he means by that is be a leader.
Be a leader, okay. And that's interesting because traditionally, being masculine, being a man, meant being big and strong and protecting people. But you guys are saying you don't see it that way. It's more about being a leader.
Yeah.
And helping people.
Yep. Yeah.
So who do you see in the media or on TV or you know wherever that you identify as being a real man, being somebody who's masculine? Martin Luther King. And why is that?
He never gave up. He was a good man. And he never fought people. He just told people that black and white will be coming together and have a peace world.
Okay. And that's interesting because, you know, again... people see masculinity as being big and strong, but Martin Luther King was a pacifist. So you don't he didn't believe in violence. He didn't believe in fighting. So you don't need to be aggressive or tough to be a man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can you think of anybody?
I can think of teachers.
Okay. Well, tell me about one of your. Give me an example.
My teacher, Miss Wells, is one of my greatest teachers. She always stops me from doing mistakes. She cares for me a lot, and she really cares.
Okay. So let's hear a little bit of Martin Luther King, and I've got a speech of his queued up, famous speech, and let's listen to a little bit and see what you guys think, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys like that?
Yep.
That was an excerpt from Martin Luther King's famous I Have a Dream speech, of course. And I wanted to play that because you guys were you know, again, talking about how, you know, masculinity has kind of changed from the traditional way of looking at it and how it, you know, you don't need to be a tough guy to be a man. And I think, do you guys think Martin Luther King sort of embodies that for you?
A little bit.
Okay. And so, I mean, really, one of the things Martin Luther King was doing in his time was standing up for
peace.
For peace, yeah, and for injustice, right, and fighting against it, and
fairness.
And sorry?
Fairness.
Fairness, yeah, exactly. And, you know, he realized, even in that speech, he said, you know, I may not see that day when everybody is free. So he was doing it, you know, for others instead of himself. Do you think that's an important part of being a man?
Yes.
And can you think of examples of people in your life who you see, maybe your fathers or your uncles who you know...
My parents, they care for me. They don't just care for themselves. Like, I know many, like just not parents, like strangers just like walking. They don't really care, or friends. They don't really care. They only care about themselves. For example, like somebody's hurt. That's like a little thing. They care for them, but like when it comes to like somebody's gonna get $5 if you answer this question, the person won't care for him, like helping him out. They would just like care for themselves.
Care for themselves, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that was great, guys. Let's get to a piece of music. Do you guys have any songs that you think of when you think of masculinity?
Live and Thang.
Yeah, but we just heard that one. So maybe we could pick another one.
One Direction.
Okay. And how does One Direction how do they remind you of masculinity? What do they embody about masculinity for you?
They embody about girls. like they're mature enough to be around with girls. Not like
being a small guy and making out with girls and like they're big and yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear One Thing by One Direction.
Shout out to
Thanks,
me.
Guys.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover.
Okay, and we are back with some new members from the Boys to Men Club here on Radio Regent at the Regent Park Media Arts Center. And today we are talking about masculinity, and we're talking to these young guys here who are, I guess, on the verge of becoming men, and we're trying to get their sense of what they think masculinity is and what it means to be a man. So let's have you first just introduce yourselves. Tell me who you are and how old you are.
My name is Abubakar Galmo, but you can call me Abu.
My name is Brian. Sometimes they call me Braga.
My name's Julio and I'm 11 years old.
Excellent. So first off, just tell me what you think it means to be a man nowadays. What does masculinity mean to you? Anyone?
Well, from learning from my father, I think masculinity doesn't mean like having big muscles. It's like being respectful, responsible,
and mature.
And you said you learned this from your father. So you guys, you see your father as a role model for masculinity?
Yeah.
And anybody else? Who do you guys see as a role model for masculinity?
My brother, because my father doesn't live with me.
Okay, and what about your brother sort of embodies, you know, masculinity to you?
Toughens me up.
He toughens you up? How so?
We wrestle.
Okay.
Same as Brian, me and my older brother, we like to play fight a lot. I don't live with my dad either, but, you know, just, yeah.
Sure. And so do you guys think being tough is a big part of you know, being a man?
Well, you have to be tough to survive.
Uh-huh.
Well, not all the time, but sometimes, like, someone tries to beat you up, you can either stop it or you can, like, fight them and tell them to break it up. Because if they're trying to break something up, like, two guys, like, they might be, like, trying to punch you, try to get away, so you have to be, like, strong, you know?
So, Bucker, to keep it real, you know, you have to fight back sometimes. Defend yourself, because in the law it says that you can defend yourself against somebody if they hit you. So, yeah, you have to be tough.
So this brings up something interesting, is, you know, what's more masculine, to get into a fight or to avoid a fight?
Well, sometimes it's to avoid a fight, but, like, say if someone's trying to fight you, what do? You try to avoid it or you try to be tough?
Most of the time I try to avoid it, because my mom always told me that I shouldn't always fight. But if somebody really wants to fight me and, like, they're getting all physical and stuff, I'm going to fight back, so, yeah.
If another person touches me, I'll fight back.
And do you guys think it's you know, manly to fight back, or is it you know, because there's oftentimes a lot of stigma around walking away.
Well, if you're trying to impress a girl, yeah, I fight back.
Okay, so impressing a girl plays into this. I was wondering if that would come up. And again, I mean, maybe to the other two guys. I mean, where's the line between, you know, being a man and walking away from a fight and being a coward?
Well, if someone tries to, like, fight with, like, one of my boys or something, like, I'm going to try to, like, break it up or, like, get into it. But if, like, I see two random people fighting, I'm just going to call the police. It's, like, the rightful thing to do.
Now, this actually brings up something that we were talking about in the past weeks when I was getting you guys to tell me about some of the males you see that embody masculinity, some of the people you know of that inspire you and you think are manly. And one of the people that came up was Muhammad Ali, the famous boxer. And there's a famous thing where he was drafted into the Vietnam War and he didn't want to fight. And he thought, here is this tough boxer refusing to fight. Did you guys think that's a manly thing to do, to stand up for what you believe in?
To stand up for what you believe in, yeah, I think you should do that. Because, like, if you're going to stand up for yourself, and, like, if, for example, my friend Abaka wanted to, like, fight me and he just punched me, then I'm going to fight back. But if they're just sending me to war, like, for no reason, just to kill people, then I'm not going to go. I'm going to feel that it's not right.
But you are going to help your country.
Yeah, sometimes I would help my country, but,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I would, but like, I don't think that it's right to just do that for no reason.
And if it's not needed, I wouldn't fight my country, because, like, my country's already strong enough. So, yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear a little clip from some news coverage around the time when Muhammad Ali refused to enter the Vietnam War.
Only by a knockout in the seventh round. Immediately thereafter, he walked into the teeth of a monumental decision. He was drafted, and then he refused induction on the grounds of his religious convictions on war.
My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big powerful America, and shoot them for what? They never called me nigger. They never lynched me. They never put no dogs on me. They never robbed me of my nationality, raped and killed my mother and father. What, I'm going to shoot them for what? How can I go shoot them? Them little poor little black people, little babies and children and women. How can I shoot them poor people? Just take me to jail.
While fighting imprisonment for his stand, Ali...
So that was Muhammad Ali and the coverage around him refusing to fight in the Vietnam War. And I'm wondering what you guys think about this. He actually went to jail for refusing to fight. Do you think that's a manly thing to do?
Yeah, but how long did he go for jail for?
I don't know exactly how long. It wasn't that long, but he lost his title and he couldn't fight. I mean, he gave up what means the most to him, is boxing, his whole life, in order to stand up for what he believes in.
But he gave up his things, but if he would have went to war, he could have gave up his life.
Uh-huh. But he felt that he didn't believe in the war. He didn't think it was right, as you heard in that clip. He's saying, these people never hurt me. These people never lynched me. Why should I go kill them?
So exactly. He shouldn't have went to jail.
Exactly.
That's a perfect reason not to go to jail. Like, if for no reason, I'm just going to go kill somebody because they didn't even do nothing to me, didn't say nothing to me. I'm not going to go and just start a fight and, like, stab them up and shoot them and
exactly.
throw grenades and do all that stuff.
Yeah. So I guess what you're saying here, guys, is that, you know, being a man, being masculine is less about, you know, being tough and going to war and fighting and more about really standing up for what you believe in.
Yeah.
Doing what you feel is right.
Like, yes. But it's so much changed because nowadays, if, like, I don't want to go to war, they won't lock me up or put me in, like, the bin and stuff.
Hopefully not, yeah. Okay, so let's get to a song. Maybe you guys have a song that you know, makes you think of what it means, like, to be a man. Is there any music we can play?
Faded.
Faded? Who's Faded by?
Tyga.
Okay, and what about that song makes you think of masculinity? What is it about that song?
Like, maybe you might want to put the clean version.
Sure. So can you guys tell me what about the song makes you, like, why are you suggesting this song?
Because, like, basically the song's, like, talking about, like, how the person's fading and, like, not fighting against someone.
And how he grew up, like, how he got raised so he could become a man.
Okay. Thanks, guys. And we will play, what's it again? Faded?
Yeah.
By Lil Wayne and Tyga.
On your phone. Shit. Young Nino, Chinapico, Carlito, Scarface, Al Pacino, Bumbido, Pimp C, Arpedo. I goes deep in that Pinapamarino. She wanna be the one. To my own single, break a heart, no future, Miss Cleo. Snap back, automatic reload. Flyer than a beetle, you can't beat them. Vampire, up your evening. I pop up and eat lunch, leave you on the cement. Don't believe it? Stripe like f***ing leaders. The gun Selena, give a fever. Real f***ing hot, put it in pot. Take a shot higher than the tube side. Use a bop, give me top. As I load the wop, man, these say I'm fly. But to her, I'm God, I'm faded. When I'm faded, thumping in my chucks, yeah, I make it rain, dear, cause I'm all about my bucks. Use a butt, I'm in the front, dick up in her cunt, and I put it in her they one putt, ugh. Super make nasty. Why you make loving when the call me daddy? Pimp no caddy. She wish she never had me. Treat her like a dog. Call her assy. Young savvy. Banger like Cincinnati. Above average. Fly like I'm Aladdin. They bend backwards. Don't throw the Adam. I'm Ben Wallace. Dunk up in your basket. Balls in the air. No games, I'm serious, double dare. There's too many, many bodies wanna stir. Pat run up in here, this ain't no beer. I'm faded, yeah. Faded, when I'm faded. When I'm faded. And I don't give up. Mama, there go that monster. Abracadabra, Magic Johnson. My motherfucking doctor said I need a doctor. So I called house, now I am a pure popper. Faded like skinnies, young money we winning. I told her if I change, she won't get a penny. Milking this shit, pregnant, bringing home the bacon. I'm Miss Piggy, loaded like a semi. Send me naked pictures, she knows my she calling Richard. Prior to me coming, I had to stick my thumb in her ass one time, smell my finger, make you vomit. Flyer than the hornet, the shoe fit, I worn it. She tried to jack me off, can't beat it, join it. Tunchi, coochie, that what she call it. Flag, scarlet, I killed it, marn it. Fade it, fade it, fade it.
And I don't give up.
That was Faded by Tyga here on this special broadcast on Radio Regent, coming to you from the Regent Park Focus Media Arts Center. And I've been spending this last half hour or so talking with some of the members of the Boys to Men After School Club here at Regent Park Focus, talking to them about some of their ideas of what it means to be a man and what it means to be masculine, and playing some clips and getting their feedback. And one final piece of music that I want to leave you with in this special, that everybody seemed to be a common theme amongst the group here, is that being a man means being respectful and respecting those who love you. And they were all pretty unanimous in suggesting this final piece of music. It's by Tupac, and it's all about his mom, Dear Mama.
You all appreciate it. When I was younger and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys, breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than the other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was the black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay it back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please, no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it. And I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me.
I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above his
love.
Don't you know in love?